I often wonder what it would be like to be in the presence of Jesus. Wherever he went, there were crowds. There must have been some attraction. Well, for one thing, he was free. There was no admission, no tickets, no qualifications. He was no doubt kind and compassionate. He seemed to pay close attention to people. Jesus calls people by name. It's an interesting thing. In most of the Bible, people are addressed as sons and daughters of Israel. He addresses people by the name they have. And there is the suggestion that he knows things about you, but they're good things. In his eyes, they're harmless things. In the presence of Jesus, there was a sense that you were not judged. You were safe to be yourself. It's kind of like here. People didn't dress up. They were not always on their good behavior. You could be yourself. You could be you. You were safe to be yourself. And around Jesus, you saw people getting well. You saw people who'd been crippled carrying their crutches. Those who were blind looking wide-eyed at the world. Lepers at last, without those little bells that told everyone to stay away from them. They were now mingling with their neighbors. And Jesus told you the truth with a capital T. And there was probably that look on some people's faces of profound discovery, their eyes glistening, for they had heard news of home, home with a capital H. Kind of like, here at last is the real thing, reminding me that I am the real thing, the one that I've been sensing but never quite met. But I bet what you would notice more than anything was that people were chewing. They were eating. We know from scripture scholars that when a story is repeated in the Gospels, that's an indication that Jesus usually did that a lot. So wherever he went, he probably multiplied loaves and fishes. So there was in his presence a kind of tailgate party atmosphere. People were eating fish sandwiches and sipping wine and having a big time. And he never asked whether people were there for the message or the food. And maybe no distinction needed to be made. The message was the food, and the food was the message. There's enough. You are enough. There will always be enough. I've had reason to think about food and Jesus because as a priest, I was in charge of the holy meal called the Mass. Jesus was the food, the bread and wine was Jesus. I was in charge and then I could delineate who could come to the meal and who couldn't. I was the holy gatekeeper. On a Sunday, I would not be expected to keep the gate, but at other occasions, I was expected to make an announcement to the effect that if you were not a Catholic in good standing, you were not invited to communion. Isn't that awful? Good Lord. So if you were, I think about that now, and I just can't imagine that. At weddings and funerals, since a lot of people came that weren't Catholic and were remarried Catholics, you had to say, if you've been remarried and are Catholic, you can't come to communion. And if you happen to be a Protestant, still known as a heretic in the Catholic Church, we're a room full of heretics here, that you couldn't come to communion either. What you could do, you could come forward. Come forward, and I would give you a blessing. And then look at you in a sort of sorrowful way. And you could go back to your pew and feel terrible. I'm not very good at saying no, just in my life. I'm not very good at that. So big official no's were very important, were very difficult for me. So I often wouldn't say anything. But a few times I went the other way. I started out as Jesus, or thinking kind of like Jesus, come one, come all. But then I would give kind of Monty Hall. Remember Monty Hall? Let's make a deal. I'd say, come on down. You can attend the Lord's Supper too. Married, unmarried, married multiple times, Moonies, Mormons, Amish, communists, the Christian right, the liberal left, the stuck in the middle. I did this several times, and every time somebody told on me. One time I saw somebody rushing out big righteous steps they were taking. You always tell somebody what they're going to tell on you. They got these big righteous steps. They had their archbishop's phone number memorized, I'm sure. They member of the communion police. The archbishop would call me that evening and he would say, Tom, stop taking the church into your own hands. He'd say, I don't want to go on the evening news explaining to people that Father Tom is crazy. But now, you know, I regret that I wasn't crazy more often. Because I think that Jesus was kind of crazy this way consistently. He included everybody around the big table of grace. And this is what got him crucified, but it also gave him credibility as the Son of God. Our highest holy vision is where everyone is included. Let me say that again. Our highest holy vision is where everyone is included. You remember that in school. If you weren't included, it was like being in hell. It was bad. You know that as an adult. If you're not included, you feel like that little child in school who's not included. It's a bad feeling. It's the purity of thanksgiving. Pilgrims and Indians, awkward, strange foods. Each bunch thought the other's headgear was a little weird. But it was a time for breaking bread as a family. And except for Black Friday, we don't really commercialize Thanksgiving. We get right to it the minute Thanksgiving's over, but we kind of keep Thanksgiving sacred. Perhaps because it stands as a marker for what the craziness of love can do. Love is crazy effective. It can even change molecular structure. The Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto has discovered that loving messages spoken or even written on paper can change the crystalline shape of water. He found that when he told water loving things, even pasted words on a beaker, like love, or beautiful, or thank you, the water formed lovely snowflake-like crystals. But if he pasted words like hate, or phrases like I hate you, or you fool, or you make me sick, ugly, misshapen crystals were the result. The words love and gratitude together made Dr. Emoto's favorite snowflake. Now, this is crazy. It's as crazy as talking to plants, hugging trees, taking Thanksgiving seriously. If water is so affected by words and talk and music. Think how much it affects us. We're 70% water. The earth is 70% water. Just those words spoken. I speak the word love. It changes the water within you. I speak the word beautiful. I speak the word blessing. You're different. You change. It's crazy, isn't it? But it's a good crazy. Notice how quiet you got when you listened to that? It's a world-changing crazy. That's what love is. There's the sound of love. Gonna help somebody. My wife, Kathy, is my embodiment of a beautiful, shining crystal of light. She made the water in me beautiful. And she's often a little crazy. One Thanksgiving, she had the idea of inviting everybody to our house who had no family in town that we knew. So we invited what I would call a heterogeneous group of people. They had very little in common but knowing us and being alone for Thanksgiving. At first, it was extremely awkward. People talked in a stilted kind of way. One person chewed too loudly. Another person was a vegetarian and refused to eat the turkey. In fact, she suggested that the turkey had been murdered. Her ideology kind of overcame her social skills. I was about ready to declare Thanksgiving over when Kathy asked everybody to tell a Thanksgiving story. And as people talked, we all relaxed. Everyone's story was like a little miracle of humanness. They all gave thanks. They were all unique. And they were all beautiful. I don't remember the details of any of the stories, but I remember feeling so grateful for each one of those people. So glad that they were there. So glad that they had made it. We ended the evening singing together. It was a good Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving reminds me a lot of Unity Renaissance. We're a universal assortment of people who come together on Sundays to sing with our happy genius musician, Richard, who is a genius. He could do anything, anytime with music. And we come together to listen to our grateful, and I underline grateful, amazingly articulate spiritual visionary, Paula. You know, I used to be a priest, and people thought that being a priest was very easy because they saw me on Sundays. They didn't see me the rest of the time. Exhausted. So what looks easy and effortless takes an amazing amount of work and preparation and attention and cooperation and love. Paula's family told me before the service, we had her this weekend. Yeah, I got to take her place for a little bit, just a little tiny bit, and she could think about the kids. She could give her love and her blessing to her family. So Paula's always thanking us. She's weeping with joy that she gets to be our minister. That's quite a compliment. So I thought today we could thank Paula and Richard. Let's give them a hand. love, joy, compassion. Feel better? Thank you. So get comfortable in your seats. Your feet on the floor, your head in the clouds. Let go of all things that you've been obsessing about. Those little worries that won't go away. Let them go away. And instead, turn your attention to love. Turn your attention to the people you love. Not the problems they give you, but the love, the heart, the joy they share with you. See them again with the eyes of compassion. See them as they really are, with their own struggles, their own battles, but also like children, looking wide-eyed at the world, hoping for the best, tired, lonely, wanting to be loved, wanting to be heard and understood. Wanting to relax into the arms of love, into the consciousness of compassion, into the smile of gentleness and joy. Think of those people who you love and who love you. Maybe there's just one. Maybe it's a dog or a cat. But each is a messenger from home with a capital H and truth with a capital T. In silence now, sit with that love. Now gently come back. Bring that consciousness of stillness with you, wrapped in a blanket of quiet. Come back to this noisy world, but come back a little changed. Your eyes are softer. Your heart's more open. Your mind is more far-ranging. You come back with a confidence that you are loved and love. And all is well. All is very, very well.